Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the new
spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and oh my goodness, has this been a whoo-wee, breathe in, breathe out kind of morning. I'm going to get into that in just a little bit, but let me introduce myself. For my new listeners, you're probably wondering, maybe not, but let me tell you what Reality Spirituality is. What is this radio show, Reality Spirituality, and who the heck is this Rebecca Lynn Norrington? Thank you for asking. This show, I thought about doing a show. This is actually going to be my third year, three and a half. I don't even keep track of time, but I know it's at least 3 years. This is a show about me sharing with you all of the things, as many as I can think of, as many of the things that I've learned on my journey of finding, searching, seeking, wanting to be happier. And I tell the story, I got to say it again because it's very important. When I was younger, you know how you blow out candles on your birthday cake and you make a wish, and or you throw money in a pond and you make a wish. When I was younger, probably in my teens, I always wished for the same thing. I wanted to, number one, live to my potential, whatever that looked like, whatever that was, I had no clue. I didn't ask for, marry Mr. Prince Charming, live happily ever after. Yeah, I wanted that. House on the hill overlooking the ocean, yes. Titles, yes. But I didn't say that. I said, I want to live to my potential. And the other thing I wanted, the other thing I wished for, was to be happy. I didn't know that. This wanting to be happy. And let me say something. Whenever you ask the universe for anything, whenever you ask a question, you are always given an answer. And so how to be happier? I thought that I was going to find happiness in what I did, my accomplishments, my job title, how much money I had in the bank, my relationships. All of those things I thought were there. I thought I was supposed to pursue all of these, quote, goals so that I would be happier. Come to find out, people, that that ain't the truth. Come to find out that this happiness that I was looking for, that I was seeking, that I was wanting, came from inside. It was already there. It was like, you know, Dorothy on the Wizard of Oz, and the Good Witch said, all you had to do was click your heels. You could have gone home at any time. But she didn't know that. And I didn't know that what I was looking for, what I was seeking, what I was wanting, everything was found in the mirror. Everything. I didn't have to do anything. It's just, it was a state of mind, a state of being, changing my perspectives, knowing the truth about this journey and about my life. thinking that all these things and these titles and these even the title of being a mom. I'm having a really big issue with my son this morning via text, and I'll share that with you a little bit later. But even that, even having issues and challenges with family members has nothing to do with how happy and how content and how at peace I feel. Now, this show, Reality Spirituality, it's not a religion. It's just a guideline to living connected, connected to the universe, connected to the most powerful energy source ever. Now, some people use the term God, Buddha, spirit, higher power, energy, spirits, angels. It doesn't matter the term. I use the term universe. It doesn't matter. But living connected to that source, and when you live connected, plugged in, if you will, always connected, always connected. And what does that feel like? What does that mean, connected? All right, thank you for asking. That means that regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen, I know with every cell of my body, every fiber of my being, how dramatic, with every fiber of my being, I know and trust that everything that is unfolding, all of my experiences, everything that happens to me is happening for my betterment, is happening for my, I don't like to say highest good because good, what, that's a label, it's happening for my betterment, it's happening for my evolution. It's happening because it is a means to take me to another level of awareness, another level of enlightenment. That's why these things happen to me. I'm going to just speak for myself. And of course, I'm speaking for you too, but I'm going to say I'm speaking for myself. All of us, everything that happens is here to bring us closer, closer to the universe. Knowing, trusting. And the other main element is not to resist any of it, to allow all of these events, all of these circumstances, everything that happens, allow it to, okay, that's happening, no resistance. This is happening, no resistance. It's really accepting all that this life is offering and giving you. And listen, sometimes it doesn't look like it's a gift. In fact, there's a lot of times where these, quote, gifts looks like a hammer, a hammer to the back, feels like a hammer to the back of the head, right? I mean, how the hell am I supposed to look at getting disinherited as a gift? And listen, for a year, maybe a little bit longer, I sure didn't think that was a gift. How am I supposed to look at having knee surgery, hip surgery, and now I have a problem with my foot? How am I supposed to look at that as a gift? How am I supposed to look at my financial situation? I need extra money to pay a bill. Now I need another job. How am I supposed to look at all of that? Health, getting older. Listen, do you don't think that I want this show? You don't think that I want this show all over the world? How am I supposed to look at the show going to just hundreds of people, thousands of people sometimes, instead of millions? What's up with that, universe? So I totally get it. I totally understand that it's not easy to look at circumstances and think that they're gifts. But it's the only way that this feeling of contentment and peace and feeling and knowing that my purpose here on life, in this life, is to grow, learn, evolve, do it again. grow, learn, evolve, repeat. That's it. Oh, forgot. And enjoy. Enjoy it all. Start having fun with it. Really not taking things so seriously. Relax and have fun. I have a few people that are in the queue, and I'm going to get to my callers. Give me a couple more minutes, okay? I have a few people that want to speak with me, and I'm going to give you your time. Just give me a couple more minutes, because this is really, really important. Just wanting to be happy is not enough. Just wanting to feel good is not enough. It really requires action on our part. It requires us to do and act like we know we're connected. So it involves trusting, knowing that everything that's happening is in perfect order and that the universe doesn't make mistakes and that regardless of what it looks like, how it feels, regardless of having arguments or disagreements with family members, it doesn't matter. It's all here for a reason. And the last, the one that is so, was so challenging for me, and I don't know about you, but this was so challenging for me, is to surrender. Surrender to the will of the universe. Surrender to what the universe wants as opposed to what I want. Because quite frankly, my plans don't even compete with the grandeur of the universe's plans. What I have, what I desire and think and want for my life doesn't even compete with how huge and how great what the universe wants for me. So if something is not happening in my life, guess what? That I think I want. If something is not happening, well, the answer is it's not supposed to happen. It's not the will of the universe, because whatever the universe wants, it's going to happen. I can't speed it up. I can't slow it down. I can't stop it from happening, and I can't make it happen. The will of the universe is going to rule any kind of want or desire that I have. And I've quit fighting. I fought most of my life. I want this. I want this, universe. Why isn't this coming? Well, finally realized after tons and tons of knocking my head against the wall that it's not here. Because it's, number one, it's not supposed to be here, and number two, it's not the time for it to be here, because there's nothing that's going to stop. Nothing is going to stop the will of the universe. Yeah. And then when you realize that and know that, I began to really settle in. You can settle in. You can start to relax. You can start enjoying this ride, enjoying it, relaxing in it, breathing, and looking at the scenery and loving it all. I'm going to go to my first caller. I have a few callers in the queue. Here we go. Caller, area code 313. Hi, welcome to Reality Spirituality. What's your first name? Hello?
Hi.
Hi. What's your first name?
Ebony.
Hi, Ebony. What's going on?
I'm calling about my marriage and trying to see what lies ahead.
Ooh-wee! Have you called the show before?
No.
Okay, good, because now you're going to get my answer to... I have a lot of people that call and ask about, quote, unquote, the future and what's going to happen. And what I want to say, what I really want to be clear is that this is my opinion. You called my show. This is my opinion. I am not interested in what is happening in the future. And I'll tell you why. I'm going to get to your question, and I'll tell you why. Because whenever I'm in the past or I'm in the future, I'm looking at the future or wanting to see or having expectations about the future or wanting to know the future, and either or dwelling on the past. But you asked a future question, right? Your question is about the future.
Yeah.
That's okay. And any time that I am in the future wanting to know about the future, then I'm not in the present moment. I'm not experiencing what I'm here to experience, which is the present moment all the time. If you look into the animal kingdom, everything in nature, all the animals from the birds to the ants to the lions, to the wildebeest, to the elephants, to the giraffes, to the alligators, to the snakes, all of the animals live in the present moment. There is not one animal on this planet that says, well, let's see, what's going to happen to me in another week or two? I wonder if I'm going to find that prey, find my dinner. I wonder if I'm going to be able to find a home. In other words, this being in the future is not natural to us. Not only is it not natural, we were taught to the future, think about, expect, or want the future, want to know the future. And it's really an unlearning of how this life is supposed to be lived, which is in the present moment. Now, back to your question. You talked about marriage. Have you ever been married before?
No.
And you want to get married, correct?
No, I'm married now. This is just my first marriage, I'm sorry.
Oh, you're married now?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you want to know about your marriage, honey?
I mean, are we going to be together? Because I don't really feel it.
Okay, so you're asking me a question about your personal life and you're not feeling it. Well, this is really important. Really important what you just said. You're not feeling it. Because I don't know about you, my dear Ebony, but I base all of my decisions, all of my choices on how I feel. In other words, the energy. Not just, I feel happy, I feel sad. No, I'm really talking about a deep, deep energy. So you're saying in the deepest part of your soul, you're not feeling this marriage. Is that what you're telling me?
It's complicated. I probably shouldn't call it.
No. Well, if you listen, you can if you're not feeling good about hanging on the phone, that's okay. But I'm just here to ask you if it's really, really deep. See, we already know the truth deep, deep, deep inside. But it's mm-hmm. our decision to either face it or ignore it. So whatever question you have today, you're going to have this question in another year if you don't act on your deepest, deepest intuition.
Right.
And you already know the answer. You don't need me to give you an answer. See, that's another thing that a lot of people do, call to get answers when they already know the answer. You and I, we have connections. You have a connection with the universe already. So you know the answer. This asking other people for answers is just like a distraction or a What it's like, it's like a delay. See what someone else thinks. No, what do you? How are you feeling? So you've got to look and think if you want to act with how you're feeling now, or later, or never.
Right. Well, like before I married my husband, I found out he was bi, or he had some experiences with same sex or, you know, trans or whatever.
Right.
And I decided to accept him. I decided to say, you know, whatever comes along with it, I'm here for the ride, you know, whatever, because we have a child together. And honestly, had I known this before we had a child, I probably wouldn't have had a child. Honestly, I'm bi as well, but it's just a difference when I see a man engaging with another man. So it's just like my personal preference. I'm not saying all, you know, gay people or anything are bad. I'm just saying what I want to see in my husband, because I like hunky masculine men, you know.
On a manly, like, manly man.
Right. And I'm not saying my husband isn't, you know, a good man. It's just
a good person.
Like, I found out, I just kind of looked at him different. And I don't mean to look at him different, but it's just the energy and, like, how I feel now. And I just kind of feel like maybe he's not bi, maybe he's gay. Because, like, I can be telling him my dreams, or, like, he just got another job, like, at this mechanic shop, and he's working around, like, a bunch of dudes and stuff. And it's just a lot of stuff. It's just kind of like I can be talking to him about my day and my dreams, and it's just kind of like dry. Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. But like when he's talking about, not saying his dreams is happy, but I'm saying like the people that he's around, it's just like, it's just a different type of happiness that I see. So it's just kind of like, I don't know if I'm wasting my time, if I should just stay in this until my baby's 18 or whatever the case is, but I don't know.
You know what? I'm getting chills because you just spoke your real truth, and now you're just being honest. And I really, I'm really overwhelmed with your honesty and just wanting to just sharing. And thank you so much, because you have hit on so many valuable points. And we can only get to these important points with honesty. And you just poured your heart out, and you were just, and I'm telling you right now, I'm tearing up because of your honesty. And let me help you with this, okay? Let me help you, because I get it. I get what you're saying now, okay? You ready, honey?
Yes.
I know, sweetie. I can feel it. I can feel it. I can feel it. I can feel it. Let's take a breath, though. Let's take a breath. Let's take some deep breaths, okay? Because we're gonna hit this. This is good. This is some good stuff. And thank you for hanging in there and getting all of this out and letting me assist you with this. I feel it. I really do. I can feel you. This is a lot. This is a lot. This is a lot. But I'm gonna simplify it all for you, okay? Let's simplify it. Are you taking some? Did you take some deep breaths like I told you to?
I think I did. I don't even.
Well, let's do some more. Come on now. Listen. You can keep crying, but I want you to take some deep breaths to kind of settle in. Let's settle in, because you're gonna get some answers. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Come on. Deep breaths. Deep breaths. Now, I totally get what you're saying. I get it. And this is the thing. It's not that there is nothing wrong with him and there's nothing wrong with you. What I say is it's called compatible energy. And you have a certain, you have, you know, who you are. Listen, and we're all as different as our fingerprints. We are that different. We're that unique. Like the stars in the sky were that unique. And there's nothing wrong with any. I cannot look at a star in the sky and think there's something wrong with that star. So there's nothing wrong with him or who he is or how he plays it out. And you too. Yeah, hunky man, strong man, I totally get that. And so that is what you're more compatible with. Now, this is the hard part. you can, this thing about getting married and married to people and have, you know, this tie of marriage is really, for me, it's like it's a man-made contract. And just because you're with somebody and you're married to somebody, it doesn't mean that you are compatible energy, or you're accepting. See, people get married for a lot of different reasons. You get married, who knows? You say you love them, you want company, you want to live your life with them, you want to build a family. It seems like you want, or you're feeling something different, and you wanted something different, and it's not, quote, turning out the way that you expected or wanted. And now he's got this, you know, now you're realizing he's saying he's bi, which is not the issue. Him being bi, you being bi, him being more feminine or having more fun around men, it's really not the issue. The issue is, and this is going to be a hard one, the issue is whether or not you are going to make choices that align with you and your spirit. Nothing's wrong with him. He's still a cool guy. He's still a great guy, great father, whatever he is. This is something to do with making choices for you, my dear Ebony, for you and your life. And are we going to make a choice? Because, see, you made a choice then. But just because you make a choice then doesn't mean that you have to live with that choice forever. And just because you aren't married or are married, are you still with me, honey?
Yes.
Just because you aren't married or are married doesn't mean that you don't still love him and want him in your life. All of our disappointments in our life, every single disappointment and every single heartbreak in our life comes from expectations and having expectations of other people, how they're going to live, how they're going to think, how they're going to behave. Every expectation brings on disappointments. So all it is just you expected something different. Am I right?
Yes.
So just because, first of all, I love you. I love you. And just because you expected something different, now you're getting the reality. And it's going to be your choice to either live with that reality, which, quite frankly, it doesn't feel good to me. It doesn't feel like you feel good living with that reality. But I'm not saying that you don't continue to have a relationship, but not maybe in the same way you're having, you know, not maybe in the marriage. You know, it's very difficult. First of all, I think it's very difficult to live with anyone that is not compatible. But just because you're married or you're not married, it doesn't mean that you can't choose your relationship. What if I told you, this is a question, what if I told you, okay, here's this guy, this cool guy, he's bi, he, you know, enjoys hanging with men, it seems like he enjoys their activity, their conversation, and you guys were just friends, you're just friends. Wouldn't you feel differently about it? Wouldn't you be more accepting about it?
Not as my man, like.
I said not as your man, just as your friend.
Oh, yeah, of course. Like, I don't even have gay friends. I'm not. It's just who I choose to, like, tell me what to do. You know, like, the whole respect thing is just a.
I get it. So, see, if he was just a friend and not a boyfriend and not a man and not your man and not your husband, if he was just a friend that you met or a coworker, you'd be cool with him, right?
Yeah.
So that's it. The problem comes from the label of husband. And with this label of husband, you have all these expectations of how he's supposed to, quote, supposed to act and be. Because he's not going to change. The core of who he is not going to change. Just like the core of who you are. You're not going to all of a sudden, well, who knows, but at this moment, you're not going to all of a sudden not like hunky-hunky guys. This is the core of who you are. We all have our things that are compatible. So what I'm saying is under his label of husband, he's not meeting any of your expectations. Number one, any expectations of any person or life is always going to bring you disappointment, always. But number two is, are you compatible, and can you make a choice for yourself? You know, when I was listening to you talk, it seemed like you were trying to force something to fit, like you have a round hole, and they're trying to force a square peg into a round hole, and it just doesn't fit. You're trying to force this to fit. It's not a fit. It's only not a fit because of your energy. The energy isn't compatible. At least it doesn't feel like it's compatible. Nothing's wrong with him. Nothing's wrong with you. You know what it is? It's like an elephant wanting to have a lion and they want to get married.
And I'm a lion.
Yeah. The elephant doesn't marry the lion. The mouse doesn't marry a snake. The bird doesn't marry a bear. That's all this is, sweetie. That's all it is. Nothing wrong with him, nothing wrong with you. Nothing wrong with what you like, what you don't like. There's nothing wrong with it, of who you are. It's just you're a lion, and you're married to a kangaroo.
More like a scorpion.
Right?
Yeah.
You see how simple that is? You're a fish, and you're married to a squirrel. So that's all this is. Now, what do you do with that information? Can't change him. Stop trying to change him. Stop trying to change you. Don't try to force you to be different than you are. Don't try to make you a fish and make you a squirrel. You can't. Does this mean that you won't ever be friends? Does this mean that he won't be a good father? Does this mean that he's not going to be in your life? Who knows? But at least now what you know is you're a fish married to a bird. That's it. Well,
I get it.
Yeah. Is there anything wrong with that?
No, it's just a pride thing. I don't want to be divorced.
Pride? Okay, let me talk to you about pride. Oh, see, this is what man has done. Man has given so many labels to people, and I don't want that label. Honey, I'm divorced, and I totally remember back in 19... that, oh, my God, my parents stayed married for 40 years. My husband's parents stayed married for 40 years. I'm a failure. And the families and the siblings, they've been married for 30 years. I'm the only one that's divorced. And he's really a good guy, but I just can't. And now I'm divorced. Now I'm divorced. I'm a divorcee. I'm a loser. I'm a failure. Honey, I know that feeling. And I'm here to tell you what you're doing is you're putting a judgment on a man. First of all, judgment on a man-made label. Divorced, schmorced. You're a woman with wisdom. You're a woman with new with an awareness now. So you're gonna spend the rest of your life. You're a kangaroo and he's a lizard, and you're not gonna find another kangaroo because you don't want a label. And it's not your fault. That's all man's fault for putting these labels on us and us buying into this belief of a label. Yeah, I'm divorced and I'm, okay, excuse me, this is my show, freaking proud of it.
Yeah.
Thank God, because you know what? I wouldn't be the person I am if I had stayed married. I've always thought about that. There's always something good.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, good. Come on, let it out, sweetie. Hallelujah. Let it out.
Person that I was put here to be with him, because it seems like every time I need to go and be that person, me and him have to separate. Like, he's like a mechanic.
You're an artist.
Yes, I'm an artist, but at the same time, I feel I was put here to help people heal from herpes.
No, you cannot help anybody heal until you heal yourself.
Simple, that there is a healing, but I'm on my own journey first. But we're incompatible with the journey. It's like everything that I need to do or have to do is not in his life. Like,
that's right.
I need to stop for a while to detox. He eats meat every single day. Like, it's not like I can't because it's a temptation thing, but it's just a big pull, big struggle.
Well, it's a big pull because you're forcing, you know, you're, like I said, you're a kangaroo married to a fish. So that's a pull right there. You're in this pull because you've chosen to be married to a fish. And see, this is the thing. It's jumping off the cliff. It's making that leap. It's going through. It's going to what you know to be true to you and your heart and your journey. And see, what do you have, a son or a daughter? Did you say son?
A daughter.
Come on, now she's one of us. She's in the sisterhood. So you have to teach her. If she was, okay, this is my question to you. If she was married to this, in the same situation, what would you tell her to do? Stay and stick it out?
I don't know, because I don't.
Okay, bad example. Sometimes I don't have the greatest examples. I mean, I'm not going to try to come up here and say that I'm perfect with my example. Bad example. What I want you to teach her to do is how to make decisions based on your own wisdom and based on your truth and based on your compatible energy. That's what I want you to teach her to do. You can't do that in this pull, push, pull, push, because she's going to do exactly what you did and what you're doing.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
And you love that girl, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
And you want her to have make choices based on her, who she is. There's nothing wrong with the kangaroo. There's nothing wrong with the fish. But together in a marriage, who knows? I don't know. That's just what I'm feeling.
Yeah.
And like I said, you know the answer. But it's just having the will to just, okay, I have to make a decision. And see, you can make the decision with love and acceptance. The fish can say, you know what, kangaroo, I like your company. I like visiting you from time to time. I like who you are. You're a cool person, jumping all over the place. But you know, I got to get back to the ocean.
It's true.
Let me say this. Let me leave you with this, because you had so many great points. Let me leave with you with this. Stop taking this life so seriously. Lighten up, relax, and let's start really relaxing with it and relaxing with our decisions.
Aww.
Yeah, there's a little chuckle. Let's start chuckling. I mean, if you really think about it, a fish and a kangaroo married, that's funny.
Yeah.
Are you with me?
Yes, ma'am.
Call me again, sweetie. Call me again. This is such a great call. Please call me again and keep listening. I love you. I love you, and it's time to let the universe, and also ask the universe for guidance. The universe, you know what? I feel stuck. I feel this is so serious. You know, I don't know. And just ask the universe for guidance. How do I get through this with lightness, with fun, with relaxing? How do I stop taking this thing so seriously? Can you do that for me?
Yes.
No, do that for you.
Right.
I loved your call. Loved it.
Thank you,
sweetie. Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing, and thank you for helping and assisting thousands and thousands of other people that are going to listen to this show.
Okay. Thanks.
What a great call. A kangaroo married to a fish. Come on now. The best. We have another caller, and I cannot believe how this hour is flying by. Again, you can call in at area code 646-564-9619. Our next caller is area code 609. 609, you are live on Reality Spirituality. What's your first name? Hello? Area code 609 going one. Hello? Hi.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had a disconnected speaker.
What's your first name?
Yes.
Your first name?
Jill.
What's going on, Jill?
Well, I called because I'm kind of in the same situation you're talking about, and I feel like I'm a dove married to a gorilla. totally not compatible, and it kind of gets worse because I've kind of evolved and he kind of did it in a lot of ways, and but we are so tangled in situations, you know what I mean? Like, we've been married 24 years and I tried to leave him once, and he gets very crazy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, even though he's not been faithful to me at all these years, like, if I try to leave him, it's like he wants to kill me. He wants to kill him. He wants to, who knows, you know what I mean? He goes crazy.
You have children?
Yeah, grown children, and I have... 3 grandchildren, 1 on the way, and they all live with us.
All of your children, all of your grandchildren live with you.
Yes, crazy.
Well, you know what's interesting? This is really, so are you telling me that he's been physically abusive to you?
No, not at all.
But he says he wants to kill you and kill him.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, at that time when I left him, I went with another guy. He beat him up and stuff. I totally went nuts. I went back to him. My little girl was like 5 years old. I went back to him, just like, insanity. And because he swore he was changing and blah, blah, blah. But he didn't.
Okay,
he's not
so
violent,
this,
you know,
this,
he's not violent right now.
What?
I mean, he's not violent anymore. Like, that was just like the one time.
Well, hopefully he's a lot older. He can't be violent anymore. What, is he going to knock you down with a bottle of Geritol? This is the thing, and it's you're the same, Jill, the same as my dear Ebony. The only difference is you have more years on her, and Ebony is still, I don't know. She sounded like she's in her twenties or early thirties to me. I don't, you know, I could feel she's a lot younger. She's just a younger energy than you and or me. And so this is the whole thing. It's never about them. You know, our happiness is always ours. Is the person in the mirror is the responsibility of that person in the mirror. And you can say, you know, listen, I have so many people call. You can say, well, you know, it's just so complicated. I have children. I have grandchildren. I have children's children. They all live with me. But there comes a time when you have to make a decision for you. And you can't blame everybody or anybody for where you are living in your life. You just can't.
Yeah, I blame myself because I worry too much about everybody, you know? Like,
well,
what's
hold on a second. Let me throw this in. I don't think you've called the show before because you say that
no. You
know, this I'm worried about people. That doesn't get you any points.
No, I know.
Yeah, so this saying that you worry, I mean, number one, it doesn't help anyone. And then, oh my gosh, I should. There's an article that I wrote about people worrying about it, and then announcing that I worry. It's you know, this is what I want to say. You're not a victim.
No, I know. I totally know. It's me.
Yeah.
So
your choices are, my dear. Your choices are either do something about it or not.
Mm-hmm.
But what you've chosen to do is not do anything about it, and then I'm going to say it, but I'm saying it with love.
Okay.
Is not doing anything about it but complaining.
Yeah, I know. Well, how do I find it in me? Trying to overcome my own whatever it is, blockages that make me stick myself. You know what I mean?
Okay. I love this whole, first of all, I don't believe that there are any blocks to anything.
Uh-huh.
I don't believe in blocks. Oh, my chakra is blocked. My heart chakra is blocked. My money chakra is blocked. My block. I don't believe that. Because the universe, what I believe, you are in this situation for as long as you're in it, for whatever reason. I'm not going to try to think that I understand what the universe has planned for you, but you're there because you're supposed to be there. And when you're ready, and when you're ready to make a move, and if you are ever ready to make a move, you will. It's just that simple. So you either enjoy the ride right now where you are, or it's. And you'll know when it's time to make a move, because you'll make a move.
Okay.
Let me throw this out. This is a perfect example. I know that there was a huge interview 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. Everybody knows about Bruce Jenner, and now he's you know, his soul is a woman. This guy is 65 years old. He lived with this for 65 years. That's a freaking long time. But it wasn't time for him to make a move before. It wasn't time. The whole family.
Okay.
Being public. And so when it's time, and don't think that you have a block, because you don't. It's just not your time.
Oh, right. So I feel like, you know, I keep staying in the situation that I know I don't like, and I know it's not good for either of us, because he'd probably be happier doing something different too. But I keep feeling I have to force myself to end it, but I can't. So,
well, you see, this is the thing. This is the thing. Birds don't force themselves to fly. Fish don't force themselves to swim. This forcing thing is a joke. Nothing in the universe is forced. Nothing. Not even tornadoes, not even tsunamis. Nothing is forced. Everything in the universe comes easy, flows easy. Evolution is easy. So if you feel forced, that means it's not time.
Okay. Oh, I get you.
But stop complaining. Because there must be, listen to this really carefully, there must be something else that you need to learn because you're there. Mm-hmm. And let me just share this really quick. I'm in a job. It's a 9-to-5. I've actually been there in this job. It's almost going to be 19 years. I'll never forget. I would cry and moan and complain and this isn't me. It's not my purpose. I'm not supposed to be here. This isn't who I am. I'm not supposed to be sitting behind the desk. It's in the legal profession. You think I'm in the legal profession? I'm not supposed to be sitting behind the desk pushing papers and documents and court documents. That's not who I am. I'm not supposed to be here. Until I finally realized that there were lessons for me to learn there. And I'm still there. So there must be lessons, more lessons for me to learn. And let me tell you something, my dear Jill. Every freaking week, every day, every month, there is a lesson. You want to hear my latest lesson?
Yeah.
Do you really want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. There is a woman that I work with, and she is a little, I'm just going to say it, she's a little psycho.
Uh-huh.
At my desk, this happened a month ago. You ready for this? This is huge. I never told this story. This happened a month ago. And at my desk, I have this huge Target picture. It's actually a real Target. When my son was 12, my friend took him shooting, and it's really a Target. I mean, he shot like 5 shots in the head, 5 shots in the heart. He was really a good shot at 12 years old. I, being the proud mother, I posted that up at my desk. That Target practice poster has been at my desk for at least 15 years. Now, I've been at different desks, but that's my son. Yeah, it's Target shooting. Do you know that this woman who I've worked with, she just moved into my suite area maybe the last 3 years, she reported me to management and said, you ready for this, that I am promoting violence in the workplace.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, now stay with me. This is a place where I'm not supposed to be. Violence in the workplace. Now, I don't work just at a legal office. I work at a pretty prominent place where they make laws for the whole state of California, okay? So this her reporting me was taken very seriously. In fact, you ready for this? They opened up an investigation. This poster has been at my desk for years. I was put in a room. I said you could have representation if you want the union to represent you. I'm thinking what's going on? Yeah, you reported as violent. You're promoting violence. I said, you got to be kidding me. So for 2 days I was fit to be tied. Number one, I was forced to take it down. Nobody complained ever. Number two, I'm thinking, what the hell is this about, universe? What kind of lesson am I supposed to be learning from this? And the universe hit me with my lesson. You ready for this? This was mind-boggling. They said, and this is going to sound really crazy, they said, we want you to learn how to feel. We want you to know that you know, this feeling of being persecuted. Yes. Was I being persecuted for something? Yes, I was. And then we wanted you to not only you persecuted, everybody knew about it. It got all over the building, you know, gossip was in the office, all over the building what was going on. This person, you know, persecuted, and then we want you to love. You ready for this? We want you to love and accept her anyway.
Oh.
Are you kidding me, universe? You want me to accept and love her and forgive? Are you crazy? Hell no. So for 2 days, 3 days, I fought it. She didn't talk to me. I didn't talk to her. And then the universe is, you're a self-proclaimed happiness specialist. Are you feeling happy now? No. So this is what they said. They said, we want you to love her even more. Love her more. So now I have to say, now I started saying, good morning, how are you? And she wouldn't talk, she wouldn't look me in the eye. And she would walk around my desk. It's like looking at the sun. The sun is so bright, you really can't look at the sun. But I was giving her so much love. This is the ending of the story. About uh-huh. 2 weeks ago, there was a team meeting. A meeting with all of the assistants and all of the paralegals, and she was in that meeting. And this woman tried her best not to sit next to me, and guess where I sat? I plopped my chair right next to her, and I talked to her, and I made her laugh, and everybody was staring at me like, what, are you crazy?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. That's what I said, and so that was my lesson, and I could not have gotten that lesson on the own network and with my own TV show where I think I should be right now.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, that makes sense. I probably have a lot of lessons to learn.
Yeah.
I'm probably not learning them, I'm just resenting, you know what I mean?
Well, listen, now you said the word resentment. Okay, now I got chills. I got chills because you just spoke the truth. You just spoke the truth. And let me tell you something. This resentment isn't about anybody else. This resentment is really about that person in the mirror that you're feeling resentment for not making a move. And I'm here to tell you to stop it because you are not in charge of your moves.
Mm-hmm.
The universe is in charge of when you move and when you don't move, and if you move or if you never move. The universe is in charge of it. So stop resenting my dear Jill, because I'll come right to this phone and kiss you.
Stop resenting
my dear Jill. Stop resenting her.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to try that.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you for being honest, and thank you for being open and sharing. And call me anytime. So your job is to stop resenting that person in the mirror and start loving her and start saying, this isn't my fault. This is not my plan. I didn't do this. I didn't control this. I didn't make this happen. This is the will of the universe. You know, there's a very famous story, and I'm just going to leave you with this. This is the most famous story. Regardless of religion, it's nothing to do with religion. There was a man, Jesus, and Jesus was, you know, he was here, sent here to be killed and crucified, right? And do you think, I mean, he went before he was mocked, he was humiliated, he was persecuted, he was spit on, he was tortured, and he went and before he went, he says, I don't want to do this. Excuse me, God, excuse me. I don't want to do this. Remember the Garden of Gethsemane? I don't want to do this. Why are you making me do this? And finally he says, okay, it's your will. Here we go. You know, beat me, kill me. Here I am on the cross. And through all of that, being, I can't even imagine being tortured that way. And he said, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing. Basically, the bottom line is, even Jesus Christ couldn't stop his own crucifixion.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Right.
Tell me I'm a genius.
You are. Yeah. Okay.
So don't think that you're there for and don't blame yourself for being there.
Okay.
It's part of a big plan.
Okay. Thank you.
I love
you,
sweetie, so much, and thank you for calling and calling anytime.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. Oh my goodness. Were those the best calls? I'm going to come to the end of the hour, but were those the best calls in the world? I mean, my dear Ebony, my dear Jill, I got to say, this has been one of my favorite ever shows. This is going to be on the best of reality, spirituality. I had some other things to talk about today, but you know what? That's what happens. The universe just takes control. Woof. Yeah. Take some breaths here. Wow. What a great, great show. Thank you, Ebony. Thank you, Jill, for contributing to the show today. So that's all the time we have in Reality Spirituality. Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday a.m. at every Saturday and Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can go to my website to check out the programs that I offer at RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington.com. And then if you've enjoyed the show, which I know I have, go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality's Facebook page. My book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be found on Amazon. That's the first edition. If you want a physical copy, and I will autograph it for you, just shoot me an email at info@RebeccaNorrington.com, and I will ship it out to you. The book is $19.95, I talk about everything about happiness, with happiness relationships, death, money, you name it. Also, I want you to follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. I really want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving, you're always changing, and you're always growing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Let's connect again next week. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Thank you so much for listening. Talk to you then.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
You got a question for RLN?
Yeah,
it's time to get some answers, baby.
Good now.
Get real good.
Get spiritual.
Now, that's what I'm saying.